Now, if anyone mentions Transylvania, there's one name that instantly comes to mind.
Transylvania.
And I'm not talking about the former Conservative Party leader, Michael Howard, whose father came from the region in central Romania. But, of course, the vampire Count Dracula, the subject of the 19th century horror novel by Bram Stoker. Well, don't say you haven't been warned, as he's coming soon to Ingatestone. And to tell us more, I'm joined by the director and co-founder of Early Doors Productions, Amy Clayson, along with virtually the entire cast. Good morning to all of you. Amy, first of all, hello to you.
Morning. Thanks for having us.
That's quite all right. Now, I think the best thing to do is if you all introduce yourselves and who you are in Dracula.
Hello, my name's Justin Cutlers and I'm playing Jonathan Harker.
I'm Darren Matthews, I'm playing Renfield.
I'm Lionel Bishop and I'm playing Dracula.
I'm Alan Thorley and I'm playing Van Helsing.
I'm Paul Sparrowham and I'm playing Dr. Seward.
And I'm Hayley Webber and I'm playing Lucy.
Great to have you all along, and I think there might be somebody with a mobile phone or something, because we're getting an awful buzzing here.
Without
it was
doubt,
all going perfectly smoothly, you know.
He just causes a hassle all the time.
I do wonder if there is some sort of curse here, because we've got technical problems, which I won't go into, and we're getting horrible buzzing noises and things. But anyway, we're going to carry on regardless. Amy, let's start with you. You haven't been going very long as a production company, and everyone seems to get more and more ambitious. Your last production was the Jules Verne classic, Around the World in 80 Days, which
That's
was
right.
brilliant. I came along and saw it, and it was absolutely fantastic. Before that, you did the Pink Panther Strikes Again. The question is, why Dracula?
Oh, why indeed? It's such an exciting story. We'd not done a horror before. It's something we really wanted to attempt. Probably should have looked more into it before I started it, because it's a hell of a feat. But fortunately, I do have the dream cast to do it. So they've been working phenomenally, and it's intense. Very, very exciting.
You certainly are a talented bunch there at Early Doors. Now, if anybody's not familiar with the story, I mean, I guess most people, you know the basics of who Dracula was and sort of the setting. But tell us a little bit about it. Lionel, you're the main man. And you look nice and friendly. but it would be fair to say that the Count isn't the nice guy. I mean, actually, in the story, he comes across as just an ordinary guy in the first place, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously got a checkered past, really, because obviously at some point he was turned into a vampire, and for centuries he's had to live this... this life without life, as it were, as a dead person, just feeding on blood. That's his only lust in life, is to get blood from his innocent victims that he preys upon. So I think actually Dracula's quite a sad character, really. He's kind of you can't do the things that normal people can do, you know, with regards to love and establishing a relationship with people. He can't really have that.
You see how he's going for the sympathy boat here, right? Yeah. He's the devil.
He's working on me, I have to say. He does seem a really nice guy. let's be honest.
Oh, leave him alone. He only sucks on new people.
Dracula does long to go shopping at IKEA.
He does. He does, but it's never open of a weekend, of an off-time. It's terrible.
Remember, he can only go in the dark.
we're having a lot of fun with this morning, but actually it is quite a serious story, isn't it, Justin?
Yes. it's obviously about love and loss and death and redemption, and I suppose it's all the classic things you want from a gothic horror.
And it's set in Transylvania, as I was saying, and also in England as well. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah, it's our play version starts off in Whitby,
yeah.
Yorkshire way, and then it goes to Transylvania when Jonathan Harker goes to meet the Count, and then it comes back.
And Jonathan is your character,
yeah,
Justin?
My character,
yeah.
You're the
good guy, or one of the good guys.
Yeah, there's many a
one of the one of the victims. More than to the point.
I don't cast myself as a victim. Yeah.
Amy, how close to Bram Stoker's original is your version? Have you tried to sort of, you know, be quite authentic with it, or have you done anything to sort of put a a different twist on it at all?
You know me. I'm all about the little twists. We're doing Liz Lockhead's adaptation, and she has taken some dialogue directly from the book, which is really good to do. She's consolidated a lot of difficulties in the script that I think we would have trouble showing, but the script that she's done is, it flows well, it shows everything that needs to be shown, and there are some scenes that are very near the mark. Hopefully the audience will buy it.
And it's at Ingatestone Hall, which is presumably that's part of the sort of the whole atmosphere of the thing as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. I'm terrified just walking up to the gate, let alone before the show starts.
And as if all that's not enough, the date is quite significant as well, I guess, that you're putting it on.
Yeah, Halloween, obviously, it's a great time to put it on. Hopefully it'll be cold, and maybe, I mean, if the weather gods are with us, it might be foggy out. That'd be lovely.
There'll be a lightning.
Yeah. Yes, well, no rain. We don't want rain.
No, there's some stray wolves as well in the background. Yeah.
Now, let's have a word with Van Helsing. That's Alan. Yeah. Hi there, Alan.
Hello.
Hi. In all seriousness, you're billing this as not for the faint-hearted.
That's just a cast, actually. No, it's not. As Amy says, there are one or two scenes that are fairly hard-hitting, actually, if you pardon the pun, what stakes and things. It's a serious thing. We were saying a while ago there are a lot of spoof Draculas out there at the moment. Lots of films, lots of things being made, which basically sort of do it as a lampoon. This isn't... we don't want it to be, put it that way. But it is a serious gothic horror, this one.
Darren, let's bring you in. You're playing Renfield, that's right, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it.
It's obviously a horror, that's what it's about. It's a story of vampires. But are there sort of underlying themes to the story as well? Are there sort of... hard-hitting sort of messages in the story?
Much like the original novel, there are lots of themes about what it is to be alive and how to keep living, and how romantic love can overcome a lot of obstacles. There is a lot of romance in it, as there were in a lot of novels in the era. There are also stories that, if you want to read deeper into the novel, the whole idea that Dracula is after blood and diseases of the blood that a lot of people were suffering from at the time is all undercurrents in the story as well.
Now, Amy, you were saying this is the first horror that you've put on as a company.
Yes.
Every time you seem to do something quite different. From a director's point of view, how does Dracula compare with things you've done before?
Oh, yes. It gets harder every time. I don't know why I do it to myself, to be fair. But you got to keep pushing the boundaries. As soon as I read a script and I know that it scares the hell out of me, then I know we're in the right direction. It's definitely something
we should be doing. Things like costumes, makeup? I mean, I guess there's some real challenges in those areas, aren't there? Lighting?
Yes, it's going to be mainly candlelight in Ingatestone Hall. So
getting scared already.
Very eerie.
So a lot of challenges there, I guess.
Lots of challenges. Yep, the space is quite limiting, but the overall effect that the hall's going to give should heighten the show.
Yeah. And presumably there is some blood and gore.
There might be, Alan. You'll have to wait and see.
Okay. Any of you taking part or performing for the first time? Because I recognise most of the faces here from before.
Hello.
Oh, that sounds like Hayley.
Yes, it is.
Hayley, remind us who you're playing.
I'm playing Lucy. And she's quite... Oh, sorry. I'm very short. Sorry. she's more of the light-hearted feel of the piece at the beginning. But then she sort of gets drawn into Dracula and stuff happens.
Yeah. And what's it like doing this for the first time? I mean, a couple of weeks to go now. Are you getting scared about the whole performing thing?
Well, I've done performance before, but I've done more musical sort of chorus work, and I've done stuff at college.
Right.
So this is the first play I've done for about 3 years. So it's going to be... I'm actually just quite excited. But it's a very challenging role because I have to undress, as it were, in a scene. So
that must be quite a difficult thing to do.
I've never done it before.
But nobody will be able to see because it's all in candlelight.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping.
Well, look, we need to take a break there, but do come back in a few minutes and talk some more. I'm quite intrigued to know, after Dracula, what you can possibly have planned next, because as we've saying, every one seems to be more and more challenging. But we've also got some music coming up to help set the scene as well. Clayton from the Early Doors Productions. What have we just been listening to there?
Oh, that's one of the Hammer horror classics, The Return of Dracula.
The Return of Dracula. And we're talking about Dracula because you and the guys at Early Doors Productions are performing in a couple of weeks' time in the very... I don't want to say spooky setting of Ingatestone Hall, but it probably will be with all the candlelight and also...
certainly will be.
Halloween as well, 31st of October. It's three nights, isn't it? It's not just Halloween.
That's right, Halloween night and the Friday and Saturday.
Although you have actually sold out for the Saturday and Sunday. So if people want to come along and they haven't got tickets, it is going to be Halloween night. Have you got many tickets left?
About 19.
Right, so people need to get in quick if they want to be scared. And you can tell us in a little while how people can get hold of them. Presumably it's email you. So we'll do all the boring stuff in a moment. Fascinated, actually. Paul, you're playing...
I'm playing Dr. Seward.
Dr. Seward. You haven't had very long to prepare for this, have you?
No, not really. I've came to this show a little bit later than the others. It was cast with somebody else originally, but circumstances have meant that person's no longer available. And I got an email saying, what are you doing?
And were you familiar with the story beforehand?
I'm familiar with Dracula, yeah. I'm actually quite a big sort of horror fan in general. So I've seen most versions and I've read the book and everything. So, yes, it was... Actually, I was really quite excited about it. I do a lot of things with other groups anyway, but I've not quite done anything like Dracula before. So
as a fan of the genre, uh-huh. as the parlance goes, to actually be performing in it must be something quite exciting for you.
It is, and to be honest, especially doing it at Ingatestone Hall.
Hmm.
By far the most I get involved with the things involved at Brentwood Theatre, which is a great venue. But Ingatestone Hall, that's atmospheric, isn't it?
Because you normally, as a group, you normally perform at the Civic in Chelmsford. How did Ingatestone Hall come about? Who wants to take that one? Justin?
We was at a friend's wedding September last year. And it was a beautiful day. And as, you know, weddings make you think of horror, doesn't it? And...
it wasn't your own, was it?
No. we just said it would be a great venue to perform a horror there. And
so this is serious. The venue came first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very much so. And we. So I think Amy emailed. It must have been Lord Peter or Chris or whoever runs it there. And he got back to us and said, "Yeah, sounds great."
Now, Amy. As I was saying earlier, you've not been going very long as a company. I think you're going into your fifth year next year, is that right?
Oh, no, 2011 was our first production.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah, we're
so
babies.
You're very, very young, but getting more and more ambitious with every production that you put on. Dare I ask what you've got planned after Dracula, if there is life after Dracula?
If indeed there is life after Dracula, in March we should be doing Trainspotting.
Oh, just a nice, simple little...
Yeah, nice and
nice
simple.
Little, it's a little love story, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's the one. There's elements of love in it. I'm not too sure it's romantic.
You're going for some really sort of quite adult themes.
Yeah, two back-to-back, actually. I normally like to go back to a comedy. You know, I'm a comedy girl at heart.
I think we're all going to need it
after
this.
But already read the script.
So this is going to be March next year, Trainspotting. Yeah. So I guess you're sort of just beginning to... Obviously, you're focusing on Dracula at the moment, but you're beginning to think about casting and things like that.
Absolutely.
Have you done the casting for
There's a couple of roles that have been offered. Still waiting on people to confirm whether they're interested, but we're still looking for people.
What sort of people in particular are you looking for? If anybody's listening who
I'm not concerned if anybody's out there and they haven't acted before and they just want to give it a go. I'm more than happy to audition anybody. So
really?
If they're interested.
No experience whatsoever?
No.
Right. Because everybody's got to start somewhere, I suppose.
Exactly. I can mould them where I want then.
Yeah. And I guess... I guess the to do acting of whatever sort of performance you're putting on, accents can be quite important.
Yes, especially for this play. Obviously, if you have seen the film, cult movie, one of my favourites, it's based in Scotland. So, yes, if you can't do a Scottish accent, I would say probably don't come for the audition. It's kind of important.
I think that's probably me out right from the start. Beyond Trainspotting, anything planned after that?
We're going to go a bit classic, right. Definitely back to comedy, and it'll be the Philadelphia story.
Right, that makes me think of Motown and the sound of Philadelphia, but am I on the right tracks there?
It's the straight film of high society.
Right. So yeah. That is something of a departure from, well, certainly from the current string of
definitely
more hard-hitting,
yeah,
sorts
and
of things.
We've not done a classic, so not like that.
Yeah. Do you work on a sort of a membership basis? Because I know that you do sort of bring people in. Paul's obviously come in sort of at the last minute.
Yeah, here. We've never been a society, for want of a better word. Mm-hmm. We're literally a production company, so we pick the show we want to do, and we literally pick the best people around to do it. Mm.
So who's the newest person here, apart from Paul?
Hayley.
You said earlier, sorry.
Hayley's... This is her first show with us. Paul's actually was in Cuckoo's Nest with us, for which he actually won an award for.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But, everybody else apart from Hayley is...
So, Hayley, how did you come to get involved?
I was doing Sweeney Todd with Shenford Operatics, mm-hmm, and one of my friends told me about it, and then I got an email forwarded by Amy, and so I contacted her and auditioned.
Brilliant. What do you get out of this? Because it's obviously a lot of hard work, a lot of stress, I imagine, as well. Is it, you know, is it going to be all right on the night? You know, you've got 2 weeks to go, and you know, you just look totally chilled, all of you, sort of having a good laugh this morning. I mean, is that all just one big act in itself? Alan, you were saying?
yes, paralysis. That's what it is. It's not chill. It's paralysis. What do we get out of it? Goodness me. Good question. That is a very good one. Does anybody act? Come to think of it.
Clearly nothing. We get nothing out of it.
It's very hard to describe.
Half a decent cup of tea every now and then.
It's very hard to describe, but there isn't anything like it.
Is it one of those things that it's either in you from the start, or once it gets into
once
you...
Once it gets you, in you, it don't
it's in
go
you
away. No, it doesn't actually.
Is this why so many professionals and non-professional actors, I suppose, carry on till they drop, basically?
I guess so, yeah. Yeah, I think so.
I mean, I think with that, in general, with that, with any kind of performing, what's fantastic about it as something to do is that as you progress through life, more and more avenues open to you with regards to characters that you can play and roles that you can play, and very often, you know, sort of, if you look at different people, you know, as you go through life, there'll be different roles that come up for you, and as you go through life, you get to play the roles that you've always wanted to play. For myself, with this play, for instance, 10 years ago, I played Jonathan Harker, which is the role that Jay is playing today, and now I'm getting a chance to play Dracula, and you know, hopefully in another 10 years' time, I might get to play Van Helsing. So it's that's how it goes with performing. I think you get those roles come to you as you get older.
Brilliant stuff. So that's the sound of Lionel there, who is the vampire himself, Dracula. Very, very nice guys, I keep on saying. But maybe that's
don't you believe it?
Maybe that's Lionel, not the character. Look, we do need to wind things up. Amy, I did say that you could give your email address. There were 19 tickets at last count about 3 minutes ago. Have we got a latest update on how many tickets are available?
I haven't checked my phone, but I'm pretty sure there's 19 left.
How much are they?
£14.
And it's the... 31st of October, Halloween night, is the only night that tickets are available.
That's right.
At Ingatestone Hall. You're not recommending it to anybody under 18, are you? Because there
we've
are
we've put an 18 advisory on it. There are some strong scenes in there. We're not trying to deter anyone under the age of 18 from coming, but we do want people to be aware that
that's
there may be
fine
scenes
too,
not suitable
to make
for them.
People aware, and obviously anybody of a nervous disposition.
Nervous disposition.
In all seriousness,
yeah. Pregnant people, all of those people should avoid.
But anybody
else
want
to have it early,
yeah,
then, you know, come along.
Because we can always have more blood.
I am playing a doctor.
He has a history in it.
I wouldn't trust him with his examination, though.
Do just give us your email address, Amy.
The email address is early.doors@hotmail.co.uk.
early.doors@hotmail.co.uk. And you've got a website as well, haven't you?
We have.
Early.
Go for it, you know it.
I don't know it, actually. I've got it somewhere. Where is it? It's earlydoors.org.
Correct.
Earlydoors.org. All the details on there. It's been an absolute pleasure to see you guys again. I'm thoroughly looking forward to this. I'm not sure whether I should be or not, because it does sound quite scary. But
we have a very small section if you want to hear it.
I was going to say, we're going to round off with just a little thing from you all. Take it away when you're ready.
Get closer, closer. Okay. This Halloween.
Tell me, isn't she better than yesterday?
Well, I don't think she's any worse.
Arthur, I do want to get well for you.
Then help us make you so.
At Egainstone Hall.
I said send Van Helsing.
I wish you no dreams to disturb your rest.
You are not dining yourself.
Forgive me. I have supped earlier.
EDP presents.
You're right, miss. You does look pale.
I had a visitor in the night.
Faster, 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 master, faster.
So, my pretty ones, I knew that you would come.
Old enemy, I come.
I'll kill you! In the name of Lucy!
Arthur, wait, the light!
Mina!
If we fail, I'll come with you. I won't let you go into the dark on your own.
I cannot believe in vampires!
Dracula.
At last, you have reached your destiny.
I knew you were going to do the laugh.
It's absolutely brilliant. As Amy Clayton, and Amy is the director of Dracula, along with some of the members of the cast from Early Doors Productions. And if you do want tickets, as we were saying, they are now only available for Halloween night itself, Thursday the 31st of October. Amy's email address, once again, early.doors@hotmail.co.uk. Tickets are £14. And if you want them, do drop Amy an email.